Will shoppers be spending or scrimping this Black Friday weekend? And could someone be watching you when you're at the mall?
And joining us now, Allison Kosick, CNN business correspondent. Good to have you back, Allison.
Hi, Sean and Hillary.
Hey, first, let's talk about the latest numbers on spending and personal income. What are the numbers? What do they mean as we head into the holiday shopping season?
So some pretty decent news on that front. Personal income increased by 0.4%. Spending also ticked up a bit, not much, but a bit. Every bit helps there. You know what? There are two good signs as we head into the all-important holiday shopping season that, you may see a little bit more spending, especially because you look deeper in this report. It looks like Americans are kind of learning how to manage their money. They're putting more of their hard-earned cash into their savings accounts, personal savings rate. That's up 3.5%. But the reality is they are spending, but economists say that the fact that they're spending at a cautious rate is not great because that may not inspire businesses to necessarily ramp up hiring. Sean and Hillary.
Allison, this is weirding some people out. Big Brother has moved to
me.
The mall. Yeah, right? Big Brother's moved to the mall. The malls will be tracking some shoppers' every move.
Yeah, this is only right now happening in two malls. But believe it or not, just a sidebar, they're already watching your spending habits. But these two particular malls, one in Temecula, California, and one in Richmond, Virginia, these malls are going to be tracking you by your cell phone starting on Black Friday through New Year's Day. Now, here's how it works. The cell signal, that's what they're really going to be tracking. The technology tracks your cell phone's location, so it's going to be watching how you move through the mall. You know, what stores do you go to? Do you visit Nordstrom and then maybe grab a coffee at Starbucks? Do you linger a little longer at Victoria's Secret? You know, did you not go to certain spots in the mall? You know, what kind of places in the mall are unpopular? And the company that makes this tracking equipment says what this winds up helping stores do is improve the shopping experience. They'll understand what is sort of moving shoppers one way or another. Now, keep in mind, personal data, they say, will not be collected, so they wouldn't know necessarily that Sean is buying a shirt at Dick's Sportswear or something like that. They'll just know that a person is buying a shirt there. And if you're worried about this, you can always opt out by turning your phone off. Sean and Hillary.
All right, Allison, thanks so much. Have a good holiday.
You got it.
Allison Kosick, CNN business correspondent.